各位弟兄姐妹，来宾平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们今天要看看，耶稣他有关于宣教对我们的门徒的教导。
Today we are going to look at the teachings of Jesus to his disciples regarding missions.
因为神差遣主耶稣基督到世上来，他就是新约的第一个宣教士。
Because God Himself sent Jesus to this earth, He was the first missionary sent by God.
今天耶稣也要差遣他的门徒到世界上各地，也成为他福音的使者，宣教士。
And today, God, Jesus in the same way has sent His children, His followers, to the world as missionaries to become ambassadors of Him.
每一个人都是耶稣所要差遣的。
Every one of us is to be sent by Jesus.
让我们一同打开到马太福音书第九章。
If we can open up our Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 9.
我们来看三十五节一直到三十八节。
We will be going through verses 35 through verse 38.
我现在练中文啊，那完了以后我们请Felix 来练英文。
We'll first read in Mandarin and then in English.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 35 through verse 38. Jesus went through all the towns and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
当耶稣看见许多的人，
When Jesus saw the multitudes,
就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, just like sheep without a shepherd.
这里看到耶稣看见人的时候就怜悯他们。
Here it says that when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them.
有时候我们看见人的时候，不是怜悯他们。
When we see people around us, do we have compassion on them?
因为我们人看人的方式跟耶稣看人的方式不一样。
Because there's a distinguish between how we see people and how Jesus see people.
当我们看到人的时候是看什么呢？
When we look at people, what do we see?
我们可以看到说，这个人他很体面，穿了很好的衣服等等。
We can say that this man, is handsome, that he's well dressed.
最近有一位我们的年轻人去读大学。
Recently, one of members of this church went to college.
他感到非常的沮丧。
And he was extremely, depressed.
他跟妈妈说，妈妈，我们班上的同学成绩都非常的好。
And he said to his mom that all the students at our school is really well educated. They really have really good grades.
我不管怎么努力，都是在那个平均数之分数的平均线的左边。
And it says, it doesn't matter how hard I study, it seems my grade is always below the medium grade.
他们都很骄傲。
They're very prideful.
所以我觉得我受伤。
So I feel hurt.
我想转学，学别的学科。
I want to transfer, not just from the school, but maybe even, I want to change majors.
你看，这个同学看起来都是来自很好的家庭，也都很体面，但是他们看人的时候却是用这个分数来定人的价值。
And when we look at these students, yes, they're all well educated, they're all well raised by their parents, but how they distinguish a person is by looking at their grades.
那妈妈很有智慧，她就说，孩子你妈妈最关心的不是你的学业的成绩，乃是你跟神的关系。如果你在团契里面好好的依靠主，信靠主，这才是我最重注重的。
But the mom's response was filled with wisdom, and this is what she said to her son. She said that what mom cares the most about is not your grades, but whether or not, whether your relationship with God, whether or not you are involved with fellowship, and whether or not you are serving brothers and sisters.
有一个文件就说，哎呀，现在的年轻人哦，他们说话常常啊说了粗话。
There's an article out there that says that young people today curses more frequently than before.
他们不尊重大人。They
show they do not respect their elders.
吃饭的时候还常常把脚放在桌子上。And
oftentimes when they're eating, their feet is on the tables.
哦，这个文件是公元后300多年的文件。And
this article came out about 300 years after Jesus was born.
那你看今天年轻人也是不是这样呢？
But is this a depiction of today's youth as well?
所以我们有时候看人都是看到这些表象。
When we look at people, we tend to look at their appearances, their actions.
但是耶稣看人是怎么看呢？
But how does Jesus look at a person?
他看到人里面的真正的内心。
He sees the heart within that person.
他看到人里面有心是黑色的。
He sees that their heart is black.
里面有恐惧。
That there's fear.
孔雀代表的骄傲、虚荣。孔雀，哦，那是。Peacock。They
see a peacock, which represents pridefulness.
有看到野狼。They
see a wolf.
就是凶狠。Which
means cruel.
今天很多中国的企业家说，我们要学习狼文化，我们做生意就像野狼一样，尽一切的手段去抢、去争。And
A lot of Chinese entrepreneurs today say that we need, as a business person, we need to become a little bit more vicious. We need to be more vicious in the way we try to attract businesses.
不是只有 need to be more...
We need to be very vicious.
Aggressive. 还有看到猪,
and then we see the pig.
这肮脏污秽,看到老虎,看到蛇等等。
We see that the pig represents somebody that is extremely dirty, filthy, and then we also see the snake as well as the tiger.
但是当耶稣看到这些的时候，他是不是就说：“哎呀，这些人很坏，我厌恶他们，不要跟他们在一起。”
When Jesus sees this heart, does he despise this heart and says that he wants nothing to do with this person?
圣经讲说，耶稣看见许多人就怜悯他们。
The verse we just read says that Jesus saw the crowd and had compassion on them.
所以今天我们要成为主耶稣差遣的宣教士，神也要我们用他的心去看我们周遭的每一个人。
So as a missionary, that is to be sent by God, by Jesus, Jesus desires us to have the same way of viewing people as he does.
当200年前的时候啊，当英国有许多的基督徒要来中国宣教的时候。
About 200 years ago, there were many missionaries that were going to leave England to come, go to China to become missionaries.
他们看着中国的地图的时候，就看到中国人。When
they see the map of China, they see a group of Chinese people.
那戴德生他自己的见证就讲说，我看到中国的大力图的时候，我就想到中国人每月有100万人因为没有认识耶稣基督而走向死亡，他们没有永生的盼望。
And Hudson Taylor, in his own biography, says that when he sees the map of China, what he sees is 1 million lost souls that perishes every month, that is going to hell, that has without any hope.
他看到中国人不是那些高傲自大的。
When he sees the Chinese people, he is not looking at a very proud group of people.
他说，你看，我们有5000年文化，戴着帽子，绑着长辫子，吸的那个长管烟。
And what he doesn't see is he doesn't see that a group of people that has 5,000 years of history that wears this Chinese hat and is still smoking opium.
他们把英国人称为大英帝国，那个英是加上个全字旁的。And
the way they view the English, the Chinese, when they view the English people, they view them as an animal.
对，是像野蛮人啊，凡是有全字旁的英啊，还有欢人啊、欢邦啊，我们就是那个中原，就是中国是最中心的啊，世界的中心就是中原啊，是这样的。The
Chinese understanding of themselves is that China is the Middle Kingdom, and that everything evolves around them.
所以他们看到不是中国的自大啊，这个固执啊，固步自封啊，文化这个科学不发达，乃是看到人灵魂的啊失丧的这样的啊一个痛苦。
So when the missionaries come to China, they do not see a group of people that are proud, a group of proud people, a group that is unwilling to change, that is arrogant. What they see is a group that needs Jesus.
所以有怜悯心的人，他是从永恒的圣经的眼光看到人没有耶稣基督的结局的时候所产生的那样的一个痛苦，一个同情啊，是叫做从本质啊，那从人的崛起来看人的时候，你才会产生个怜悯的心。
So what a person that has compassion, when they see a group of lost people, what they see is they see it from an eternal standpoint. They see that the ultimate place that this group of people will be away from God and will be in hell.
其实世界上很多的宗教哲学啊，还有一些思想，都是常常要从人的结局本质上去看人。
Most of the religions in this world, they view people from their where their final destination is.
这里有一个好了歌啊，就是那个《红楼梦》里面的好了歌，我跟大家分享一下，可能很难翻译，那对他是个挑战。
There is a little poem that is from a famous Chinese literature, and I'll share with brothers and sisters.
世人都晓得神仙好，唯有功名忘不了。
People in this world think that it is God that is good. However, they cannot forsake the things that they can possess.
古今将相今何在？芳冢一堆草没了。
The famous peoples from the past, where are they today? But they are in the tombs.
世人都晓得神仙好，唯有金银忘不了。
They all know that God is good, however, they cannot forsake the material goods of this world.
终朝只恨聚无多，及到多时眼闭了。
What they regret is that they do not have enough time to gather together before they pass away.
世人都晓得神仙好，只有娇妻忘不了。
This world all thinks that being a god is good. However, they cannot forget their beautiful wife.
君生日日收恩情，君死又随人去了。
That while the husband is alive, he is constantly looking at their relationship. But once the person dies, the person leaves.
世人都晓得神仙好，只有儿孙忘不了。
All men say that being a god is good, but they cannot forget their children and their future generations.
痴心父母古来多，孝顺儿孙谁见了。
A lot of parents, they spend all their times building up their children, but how many children actually honor their parents?
所以今天的老，我劝一些年长的，可能要自求多福啊，倚靠神。
So what my word of wisdom for those that are among us that are a little bit more elderly is that you really need to rely on God and not rely on your children.
Yeah, 我看到有些老弟兄啊，他们年纪大的时候都是自己一个人住，他倚靠神了，也真的是儿女很少靠得住的。
Oftentimes I see a lot of older brothers and sisters and they are living by themselves because really they cannot rely on their children.
所以这首歌叫做好又了的歌。
So this song itself is the poem of it is good, but it is also the end.
这个了有好几个含义。
This word to end has many meanings.
所以刚刚那个诗你看过，你有些时候看到，哎呀，既然人生是这样，那算了，算了。聊也算了的意思。
And what they say is, if life is like this, then if everything just passes by, then it's okay.
另外聊有终止意思哈，到此为止就终止了，什么都完了，就是这样。
The word itself means to end. It means it's finished.
你不算了，也不得不让你算了，因为就是这样的啦。
You can't do anything about it because this is this.
还有一个就是觉悟，就是你不承认是这样，但是他就是这样，你只好认了，觉悟了。
This word could also mean to come to a complete understanding. Even if you don't agree with it, you understand.
所以是好了啊，他意思说，哎呀，有意思就是说，你好好的算了吧，不要跟他这么气啊。你碰到这种事情就好好算了，好好的。
In other words, that this song is also saying, don't worry about it too much. If it happens, it happens.
当然好了有另外一个是好的结局，对不对？
And the other word that could be means, it means a good finale or a good finish, somebody that finishes well.
所以你看这首歌就告诉我们说好便是了，了便是好。
And so this song says that what is good is that it ends, and what ends is something that is good.
所以你可以任何的解释啊，你是说啊这个好算了，就是算了就是好了啊，不管它就是好，不去想它也是好啊，不去对付它都是好啊，如果说到后来一什么都没有也是很好。
So in other words, you can interpret this poem any way you want. If it's finished, it's good. Don't worry about it, it's good. So as long as it finishes, it's good.
So 若不了便不好，若要好须事了。
If it doesn't end, then it's not good. But if you want it to be good, then you need to accept it.
所以你会觉得说，哎，这个有点太消极了吧，对不对？
And when you think about it, this is pretty depressing.
所以呢，为什么叫好了歌？因为它每一句的结局都是用了了了啊做结束，对不对？
And the reason why this is called the song is because everything ends with the word to end.
所以耶稣说，因为他看见许多人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
And the reason why Jesus had compassion on them was because they were harassed and helpless, were like sheep without shepherds.
有这样的刚刚好了歌这种感叹的人，因为他没有耶稣做他的牧人，生命的牧人。
The reason why a person has live such a depressed life is because they do not have Jesus as their good shepherd.
有时候我们觉得说我们不如别人，心里很受伤，是因为我们忘了耶稣才是我们的牧人。
Oftentimes, when we compare ourselves to others and we become depressed, it's because we forget the fact that Jesus is our good shepherd.
我们应该来到我们的牧人面前啊，我们可以从里面得到安慰，得到帮助，得到复原。
Because we can come before our shepherd to be healed, to be comforted by him.
而且我们的人生的价值乃是我们在这个耶稣基督我们好牧人眼光中的价值才是真正的价值。
So how we need to value our life is we need to be able to look at our lives the same way our shepherd looks at our lives.
耶稣讲说为什么人如羊困苦流离呢？
And so why were the people distressed and dispirited like sheep?
困苦是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be distressed?
困苦在原文的意思是说被野兽把它抢夺过来，把它撕裂的，就是说有些大野兽抓了小兔子，然后把它咬，把它撕裂，那个就是困苦的意思。
The original word for the word distress gives us pictorial, which is that a wild beast grabs hold of their prey and rips it apart and tears it apart. And that's what it means to be distressed.
流离是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be dispirited?
流离就是躺在地上绝望，就是你看像如果说一只野兽野狼来吃一只羊，它被咬了，是被撕裂，躺在地上，它一点办法都没有，在那边哀叫，也没有任何的人来帮助它，那个就是流离的意思。
And what it means to be dispirited, you can also look at the same picture where a beast captures the sheep, and as the beast is tearing off the limbs of this prey, the prey is helpless, can do nothing except lie on the ground.
那你是说，哎呀，我人生没有这种情形啦。
But you might say, this is not a depiction of my life.
但是我们看一看啊，事实上到很多很多我们的华人，他们在世界各地啊，却是像像羊被野兽这样的践踏一样。
But when we look at fellow Chinese that live around in this world, we see that oftentimes they are treated in those places like that sheep.
所以袁世明他就曾经讲说，有太阳的地方就有中国人在流汗，有月亮的地方就有很多中国人在流泪。
So, a pastor once wrote that if the sun shines at that place, there is somebody that is breaking sweat. There's a Chinese that is breaking sweat for his work. And if there is a place of moon that the moon shines upon, then in that place there are Chinese who are shedding their tears.
为什么？因为很多人到欧洲啊，那个中欧的国家，以前是前苏联的地方啊，去工作，为了生存，去那边工作啦，等等。
Because a lot of people in those days were trying to find a living in Central Asia.
他说他们去那边做事情的时候，常常有那个他们当地的警察就闯进公寓，跟他们要钱、恐吓啦、鞭打啦等等。
And oftentimes while they were living there trying to find a living, the police or the government might come in, knock down the doors, and might try to take possessions from them.
还有一些女孩子如果是单身的，她为就是里面有个女孩子一个见证啊。他就是要去那个前苏联那些国家，为了求生存去那边啊，被人家强奸很多次啦、啊，等等等等啊，在受到各种各样的身心灵的伤害等等。
And there also there was a sister that gave her testimony that when she was a single lady that was a woman that was living in the old Soviet Union or in Central Asia, she was consistently raped.And which caused her a lot of harm, not just to her body, but also to her spirit and emotions.
所以你看，当他们受到这样的伤害的时候，根本没有地方去倾诉，也没有人知道他们的痛苦。
And when they experience such tragedy, they have nobody to share their grief with.
所以当有些宣教士啊，有些人去那边传福音的时候，他们才听到神的福音的时候，才从神那边得到帮助跟复原。
So when missionaries go to these places and the word of God is shared and they hear about the good news, then they slowly recover.
你看，因为圣经告诉我们，假神所言的是虚空，卜筮所见的是虚假，做梦者所说的是假梦，他们白白的安慰人，所以众人如羊流离，因无牧人，人就受苦。
And they says that the false gods, what they say is all false. What the prophets say is all fake. What the person that dreams, all they're saying are not true dreams. So what they do is they comfort people in vain. So the people are like sheep who are lost because they, without the shepherd, they are distressed and they have to experience tribulation.
当然我们很少有人，我们中间的人大概一辈子也不会碰到刚刚我所说的那些情况。
Most of us will probably never experience what I just shared with brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 但是那些宣教士，他们去宣教的时候，那些人他们接受福音的时候是非常的高兴，因为他说，哎呀，我们以前真的是像那个羊被野兽践踏一样。
But these missionaries, when they go and share the good news to them,They will come back and say, "Yes, we were dispirited and distressed."
但是很多人，一般就是住在美国，很多人他没有这种经验。但是住在很多文明的国家，他也是像羊一样痛苦流离。
But you know what? The fact is, even in a place like as affluent as America, there are people that are still live that like they are distressed and dispirited.
你知道啊，东方有些国家他们的官员就是世界。那个上学历最高的，所有官员都是学历最高的。
And if we look at the third world countries, what we do realize is that the people that are in high positions are people that are the most educated.
Yeah, 我不要把那个国家的名字讲出来，但是你知道，那些官员他们要执政的时候，对，还要看风水，办公室要搬进去的时候，椅子怎么摆，桌子怎么摆，哦，都还相信这一套。
And these countries are in this specific country. When a government official moves into his new office, he needs to rearrange the furniture because of feng shui.
不但是这样，以前我在上班的时候，我的公司的老板哦，他要拜虎爷，老虎啊，老虎啊，虎叫做虎爷。
And when I used to be working, my My boss, actually, who he worshipped was an idol that was like a tiger.
然后有一次就是不小心那个香火就烧起来，把公司烧掉了。And
actually, one time, the incense actually burned the company to the ground.
因为他在做生意的时候，常常要掉头寸啊，非常的愁苦啊。然后他想要得到帮助啊，因为他不是基督徒，他不认识神，他就是拜那个老虎，希望从老虎里面得到帮助。
And because when he was doing business, it was very hard for him to financially support his business. So he's always distressed. He was always depressed.
还有我一个老板，他每一次那个一开始新春的时候都要支援拜拜。And
every year, one of my boss during the Chinese New Year, he wanted all his employees to partake in the worshiping of idols.
那时候我们是在做那个房地产的经纪的公司。
And at that time, we were real estate brokers.
所以他就说，哎，要把所有的抽屉打开，打开。And
what he would make us do is open up all the drawers in the desk.
我问那个老板说，为什么我们拜什么土地公，拜什么时候啊，拜那些假神的时候，还要把抽屉打开啦？And
so I asked the question, why is it that when we are worshiping these idols, we have to open up our drawers?
他说你傻瓜，你打开就是钱来啊，钱来的时候才可以装到抽屉里面。
And it says, oh, you fool, you don't understand. But only if you open up the drawers can the money come and fill the drawers.
所以你看，但后来那个公司也经营得一塌糊涂。And
to the end, this company was not very successful as well.
然后他跟他的太太那个感情也不好，也不想他怎么办。所以他每一天下班的时候就开车绕那个台湾的北海道一边，再回到家里。
And he himself did not have a very good family relationship with his wife, so after work, he would actually drive through an area in northern China just so it would be a detour before he heads home.
人困苦流离，因为他们相信那些假神所说的，相信那些算命的所说的，做梦的所说的，他们白白的给人虚假的安慰，所以他们就痛苦流离。
People are distressed, people are despaired, because they believe in the false messages that are given by false gods, that are given by the false prophets.
当然今天有很多的年轻人，他说我才不会像那个年轻那些老人，那些人，你刚刚讲那些例子这样的。And
some young people might say, we are not like them, we're not superstitious.
但是有时候你迷科幻科技第一，相信那些教授讲的话，相信什么，这个 Starbucks 的老板讲说，他们的核心价值是同性恋，是会成为他们公司的核心价值。你相信他们讲的话，是不是？
And maybe you become. However, it is possible that you will also start believing in everything that is done by technology. You might believe that what the teachers or the professors are teaching you in college, or maybe you might even idolize the chairman of Starbucks, and which says that the corporate model will be the support and the acceptance of all people, regardless of sexual orientation.
不是你崇拜那个苹果的老板 Jobs 他讲的话，哦，你是认为他很对。Or
you might even idolize Steve Jobs.
圣经都告诉我们，如果是这样的话，你没有耶稣做我们的牧羊人的话，你一定将来的结局是困苦流离的。However,
Scripture tells us that if Jesus is not your shepherd, your ultimate ending will be one that is dispirited and distressed.
因为我们相信这些虚假的，相信这些世界上的这些不实在的哲理，就是被那些吞吃的，就好像羊被野兽吞吃的一样。And
if we accept these things that are non-biblical and the teachings of this world, then we are like one that is eaten by the beast.
如果我们相信好了歌是真理，红血里面红楼梦。 是真理的话，这样我们一生就是这样的过去。And
if we believe what the poem that we read earlier is true, then we will just allow our lives to pass by.
你看，圣经是神的话，那红楼梦是人所写的。神的话岂不是胜过人的话千万倍吗？
Scripture is the word of God. Literature is the word of men. Is the word of God more relevant than the word of men?
所以说，人如果没有耶稣做我们的牧羊人的话，第一个我们没有跟从的目标。
So therefore, if Jesus is not our shepherd, who are we to follow?
第二个，我们会去乱吃草，吃到这些无神论，吃到这些消极的哲理等等等等，各式各样，我们就是自己呀，身害身体受伤啊，受害或是丧命。
If we do not have Jesus as our shepherd, and we are like a sheep that goes out and eat whatever we see, then we might be taking in a lot of things that are poisonous, that are detrimental to our health.
我们碰到危险的时候，没有牧人来保护我们。
That when we encounter danger, there's no way to protect us.
我们掉到坑里面的时候，也没有牧人来救我们。
When we fall into a hole, there's nobody to save us.
所以说，一个人不能没有一个灵魂的牧人。
And that is why every man needs a spiritual shepherd.
所以我们如果没有牧人的时候，我们人生就像一个旷野一样。
If we are without a shepherd,The life that we live is like living in a wilderness.
我们的生命里面是荒凉的。
Our life is extremely sorrowful.
所以耶稣要在我们的生命里面重建一个工作。
So therefore, Jesus is redoing a work within our hearts.
所以你看前面啊，耶稣在走遍各城各乡，在教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
And so here we say in verse 35 that Jesus was walking through all the towns and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness.
所以耶稣要在人生的旷野里面，在我们生命破碎的生命里面，做一个重建的工作，要就是这三个字 teaching, preaching, and healing.
So therefore, what Jesus desires to rebuild within the wilderness that isOur heart is three words, teaching, preaching, and healing.
所以这也是我们今天要成为神的宣教士的时候也要注重这三点。
So as if we are called to be missionaries for Jesus, these are the three things that we need to focus on as well.
Teaching 是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to teach?
它是针对用神的话来教导我们。
It is to use the word of God to instruct.
让我们第一个改变我们的心智，我们的心智的改变，第二个带来我们有信心对神的正确的信仰。
The first one is to change what is our values, what is to change our value system, and then the second one is to build up our faith.
你看，所有的世界上的这些哲理啦，或是人的教导啊，人跟你讲什么，讲什么，讲什么，都是针对人的心智跟一个信仰。
And if we look at all the teachings of this world that is offered by this world, their purpose is to mold our thoughts as well as to build up our faith.
有些人说啊，什么宗教都很好啦，什么都我都不信，都很好，都很好，但是我都不信啊，我什么都不信。
Some people might say, all religions are good, but I won't believe in any of them.
那我就说，你什么都不信，那你就信，你什么都不信，对不对？
So the reality is, even though you do not believe anything, what you are believing is that you don't believe any of them, believe in any of them.
所以事实上啊，我什么都不信，他就是信什么都不信嘛。
So to be a person that doesn't believe anything is actually believing that you don't believe in anything.
所以人总是要有一个信。你不管信什么，都是在信。
So that is why it doesn't matter what you have faith in, you must trust something.
但是我们信什么，信得很虔诚就有作用吗？
But is it, if you have faith in something, then that's all that matters?
如果信错的对象，信错了，那个人不可靠，不可信的话，再信的再虔诚也没有用啊。
What if you have faith in somebody that is not faithful, that is not loyal to you, is that beneficial?
所以我们人的意志啊，决定啊，是跟信有关系的。
Therefore, our actions, what our values are, has a lot to do with what we believe in.
所以耶稣来第一个就是要改变我们人的心智，让我们信对，信对了。
So when Jesus came, first thing that he wanted to change was our value system.
第二个他是 preaching, 就是让我们信仰的内容是什么。
The second word is,To preach, and is to tell us what is it that we are to believe in. What is the content?
先讲天国的福音。
So they are preaching the good news of the kingdom.
所以说，耶稣来，他所要传讲的不是说，哎， 你信了我以后你就发财，信了我以后你就万事如意，心想事通，心想事成。
Jesus is not saying that if you believe in me, all things will be, you will live a comfortable life, you will live a prosperous life, whatever you desire will occur.
耶稣来不是这么说。
This is not what Jesus taught.
他说世界上有苦难，但是你在我里面有平安。
Jesus says that there are troubles in this world, but you will find peace within me.
他说就是世界上的任何人都凡世人都犯了罪，没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
Scripture tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is not one, not even one that does good.
但是他是来承担我们这些罪，凡信他的，他愿意我们的罪就被他承担了，就得到赦免，就成为神的儿女。
His purpose into this world is to be a replacement for our sin, so that if we receive him, then we will no longer receive these punishments.
他说他来是叫我们人得生命得的更丰盛。
He says that he came to give us life more abundantly.
在他以前来的传讲的那些都不是福音真理的话，就是他盗劫魔鬼这世界上的一切的歪道理啊，这不是真理，就是要来杀害人的生命啊，让人偷窃、抢劫、杀害人的生命。
He says that before he came, those that falsely came before him are leading them down the path of destruction.
他说信耶稣的人就有永生。
Says those that believe in Jesus will have eternal life.
不信主的人得不着永生。
And it says those that do not believe will not have eternal life.
神的震怒藏在他身上。
That the wrath of God remains on them.
耶稣来说，他说我来不是要来审判世人，乃是要让世人能够得救。
Jesus said that I came to this world not to judge, but to bring salvation to this world.
不信的人罪已经定了，因为他们自己所做的行为就是定自己的罪。
For those that do not believe, they have already been condemned for what they have done condemns them.
所以你看，耶稣他来传讲哦，他是来传讲他因着他怎么来、怎么降生、怎么为我们受死、怎么升天这些事情带来对人类的影响。
So what Jesus is coming to proclaim or what he is preaching is how he came to this world, what he accomplished in this world, so that we may have eternal life.
又医治各样的病症。
And Jesus also talks about healing.
耶稣来要让人的人心改变。
Jesus came so that the heart, the conditions of the heart will change.
昨天我们在团体里面唱一首歌。
Last night we sang a song during worship time before our fellowship.
那个喜福带我们唱歌。
And Freeman led us in the song.
他说因着耶稣，因着耶稣，我们成为神的儿女。
It says, because of Jesus, we become children of God.
因着耶稣，我们成为一家人。
Because of Jesus, that we became a family.
因着耶稣，我们彼此相爱，彼此关怀。
Because of Jesus, we love one another, we care for one another.
我们彼此背负彼此的重担，彼此安慰。
We help carry each other's burdens, we comfort one another.
因着耶稣，我们同享神给我们丰富的恩典。
Because of Jesus, we are able to share this great blessing that comes from God.
有些人就讲说，哎呀，我们这个两颊好像要统一，要三通四流。
Oftentimes, people talk about the politics between China and Taiwan that eventually it needs to be combined as a country.
Yeah, 不要互相的猜忌，不要互相的敌对。
They should no longer be enemies, but rather they should need to work together.
那我就告诉他，其实在耶稣基督里面早就和统一了，对不对？
And then what I respond is that, you know, as Christians, because of Jesus, we are already one.
在耶稣基督里面都合一了。
Because of Jesus, we are one.
即使如果人没有耶稣的时候，是不可能合一的。
The truth is, without Jesus, it is not possible for us to be in unison.
我跟我太太恋爱了七年才结婚。
My wife and I, we actually dated for 7 years before we got married.
结婚了几个月就想离婚。
And after being married a few months, we wanted to divorce each other.
不是她不好，是我不好。
It wasn't because she was bad, it was...I was not good.
Yeah, 因为他上班是八点去五点下班。
Because her work hours were 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
我是不晓得几点出去，就也不晓得几点会回来。
For me, I never knew when I would leave home, and I never knew when I would get home.
可能十点出去，可能九点出去，但回家的时间可能晚上十点、晚上十一点、十二点啊，甚至于好一七八天没有回家。
Sometimes I might leave in the morning at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, and I won't be able to return home until 10 o'clock, 11, 12, and sometimes there might be a few days I don't even go home.
所以我们就发现说，相爱容易相处难。
And so we came to the conclusion that it is easy to love one another, but living together, on the other hand, was difficult.
后来也发现说，哎呀，我们的爱实在是很有限，常常改变。
And we also came to the conclusion that our love is constantly changing.
我先声明是我不好啊，所以后来我们就好多次都想离婚了。
So oftentimes we feel that we should get a divorce.
但是又舍不得。
But then we are unwilling.
但是最后也是没有办法，就在那个困境里面呢，痛苦流离。
And it was during those period of time we were really distressed and dispirited.
后来也因为我们移民到美国来啊，信了耶稣啊。我们才自己得到耶稣的新生命，我们夫妻才真的懂得如何彼此相爱。
But then eventually we immigrated into the U.S. We came to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and then we knew that we have this new life because of what Jesus did for us.
我们信了耶稣以后，耶稣要医治我们在身心灵方面的破碎跟创伤。
So after we believe, Jesus Himself will heal.The hurt that we experience, whether physically as well as emotionally.
当耶稣看见许多人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
And when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
这里有一个主动的怜悯跟被动的怜悯。
There's an active compassion as well as a passive compassion.
耶稣他有丰盛的怜悯，所以他看到人的时候，他就会主动的去怜悯人。
Because Jesus himself was full of compassion, so when he sees these people, he actively expresses his compassion through works.
我们人常常都是被动的，也是怜悯是被激化出来的。
For men, on the other hand, is that our compassion is kind of forced out of us.
我们当然看当我们看到一个我们的所爱的亲人在受苦的时候啊，你会想说，哎呀，我恨不得我为他受苦。
Oftentimes we might see somebody that we love experiencing troubles, and we hope and we pray that we might be able to replace them.
有些父亲看到儿女做功课做不出来的时候，来，我替你做。
Oftentimes parents might see their children struggling with their schoolwork, and they say, "You know what? I'll do it for you."
因为他看他做到半夜一两点还没有做完。
Because they see their children still studying until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
所以我们的怜悯大部分是被激化出来的。
So therefore, our compassion is forced out of us by looking at because of the environment that is around us.
但是有时候我们看到那些人跟我们无分无关，根本没有关系的时候，我们这种怜悯就没有了。应该要怜悯他的时候，就反而没有了。
However, when we see other people around us, those that we are indifferent with, then we could care less.
所以耶稣要我们有一个主动像他一样怜悯的心。
So Jesus desires us to have this act of compassion.
所以当我们看一个人的时候，不要看他说那目前很在名利地位都双收。我们要想一想说，如果他没有信耶稣，他将来的结局会怎么样的时候，用这个观点去看他，去怜悯他。
So therefore, when we look at somebody, we need to instead of looking at how successful or how literal trouble he has in his life, we need to look at him as saying that this person does not know Jesus, and his ultimate goal, ultimate place is not good.
所以我们看到欧洲的地图的时候，不是想到说那边的很多的古堡啦，居然玩得很好啊，应该想到说那边好多华人哦，他们在太阳之下流泪，在月亮之下流眼泪，在太阳之下流汗，在月亮之下流眼泪。
So maybe when we see the European map,Instead of saying, oh, these are places that I would like to visit, maybe we need to start thinking about there are a lot of Chinese there who cries at night and who labors, sweats during the day.
就像戴德生他们看到中国地图的时候按在中国地图上祷告，他说他在看到的是有每个月有100万人，就像伦敦当时候的伦敦一个城市的人口 每一个月就消失了一个伦敦，一个月就消失一个伦敦一样。
Maybe what we need to be is like Hudson Taylor when he was heading out to China. When he saw the map of China, he puts his hand on the map and prays for China because every month, the same population of the entire city of London in those times was about 1 million people. 1 million people were perishing a month. That means a whole city of London was perishing every single month.
这种怜悯的心就是神已经给我们，他要我们基督徒常常有这样的心，看我们周围的人。
This is a compassion that only God can give us. Jesus is placed within our hearts, and we need to have this compassion to the people that are around us.
不只是说啊，看到什么四川地震的时候，我们才想到，哎呀，那些人很辛苦啊，啊，看到那个韩国那个小日本地震的时候，让他去啊，因为小日本有些人很对日本有成见的。
Maybe what we need to do is not just to be compassionate of the people that suffered during the Sichuan earthquake because they are Chinese and have no compassion on the people the Fukushima earthquake where because they're Japanese.
耶稣讲说，不但我们要有像他一样怜悯的心。
Jesus tells us not only we to have a compassion like him,
而且他还要有一个迫切感。
But also we need to have this fervent.
他说要收的庄稼很多，但是做工的人很少。
And we need to be able to understand that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few.
你知道吗？如果说收庄稼的时候啊，正好下大雨，会怎么样？收庄稼的时候啊。
What happens when you're trying to harvest and all of a sudden there's a great big storm that comes?
以前我住在台湾的乡下，我知道收庄稼的时候他们。要把稻谷割好，以后用去那个打谷机打一打，然后去在那个干的泥土上要晒干，晒完了以后再收到谷仓里面来。
During harvest, when I was a kid, I saw how harvest was done in Taiwan. What they would do is they cut down the stalks. They would remove the grains from the stalk, and then they would spread the grains on the floor so that it would be dry by the sun.
所以他们在收庄稼的时候最怕下雨。
So during harvest time, the biggest thing that they fear is that a rain will descend upon the area.
因为它一下雨，然后太阳一晒又热，一下子湿又热的话，很多东西就坏掉了。
Because if a rain comes, the grains are wet, and then if the sun comes out again, then sometimes the grains go bad.
但是在收庄稼的时候啊，又大家的田地都一起成熟，所以看工人就很少。
But harvest time always occurs at the same time in the same location, so that everybody is busy with their work.
当然，现在美国有那个机器啊，在收庄稼就很快多了。
Of course, in America today, with the industrialization of the country, harvesting is a lot easier.
但是他收庄稼收得很快，可能就是收的有问题。
But sometimes because of the efficiency of it, there could also be other deficiencies.
有一天我请一个弟兄到我们家去，他说他看到葡萄酒以后再也不敢喝了。
And I had I invited a brother to our house one day, and he says that once I saw how wine is made, I do not no longer drink wine.
他说你看现在葡萄都是种的，它都这么高嘛，哦，啊是，他用铁丝网围的，然后都一排这样的。
And he says, this is today the way they grow grapes is very efficient. They have cages in which they grow it.
然后他收的时候，这个机器来，这个机器有两个脚，正好比那个高，那个这就是跨着这两铁的葡萄树的两边，然后这样去就啪啪啪啪啪啪，把它都打进来啊。他说他看到的时候是什么？把泥土啦，把木头啦，什么。通通叶子什么都扫进来，然后扫进来以后，最后他们去那个酒厂这样一压一弄，然后去做出酒来，然后一瓶卖你七八块钱的。
It says that if you buy an inexpensive wine, and the way they harvest it is, they have cages in which the vines are grown upon, and then the machine goes on the side, and then it starts hitting all the grapes and gathering all the grapes into the gatherer.And during this time, not only are the grapes hit back into it, but also dirt as well as mud and even parts of the wine. And then they will take what they have harvested, take it to the factory, and then they'll press it out and create wine.
So he said, 哎呀，这个酒怎么能够喝啊?
And he says, how could I drink such things.
他说更好的酒，有时候一瓶几十块，一瓶上百块的哦。他要去看那个酒厂，说：“哎，你让我看一看你这上百块怎么就做出来？”他说：“哎，不可以看，不可以看，不可以看。”
And sometimes it says that when we buy more expensive wine, we try to go to these vineyards and ask them if we can see their process, and they will not let me see their process.
那些酒当然是一颗一颗用人手去采，哦，然后用手的去采，以后收起来，然后用什么用脚去采的。
Because the way the wine is done is they handpick the grapes, and then what they would do is then when they press it, they actually step on it.
他就想说，哎，那个采的人有没有像钢脚啊？
And he thinks he starts. My friend starts thinking whether or not the person that is pressing, that stepping down on the grapes, whether or not there might be bacterial infections.
所以主耶稣说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
So that's why Jesus himself says that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
我们收庄稼的态度跟做法，不可以像世界上的这样的收庄稼。
When we harvest for the Lord, we need to have a different attitude from the way this world functions in terms of efficiency and attitude.
圣经告诉我们要求庄稼的主。
The Bible reminds us that we are to ask the Lord of the harvest.
说主啊，你要我去收哪个庄稼？我要用什么方式？我要预备什么？
We need to ask the Lord, where do you want me to harvest? How should I harvest?
要把我们的心，要把我们的生命放进去。
We need to invest our lives, invest ourselves.
所以事实上，有一个基督徒，他是啊。 他的人生是有个导向的。So
as a Christian, there is a goal in life.
因为耶稣说，我怎么差你们，天父怎么差我，我也照样要差你们。And
God, Jesus says that how my Father has sent me, I also send thee.
所以我们除了有怜悯的心以外，我们还需要有装备。Besides
having a heart of compassion, we need to be equipped.
我们需要被装备成耶稣基督的使者一样。We
need to be equipped so that we can become ambassadors of God.
所以我们基督徒是有一个人生的目的。So
as a Christian, there is a goal in life. There is a purpose in life.
耶稣讲说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道的，就是遵行他差我来的旨意，做成他的工。Jesus
himself says that I eat, what I eat is something that you do not know. What I eat, what my food is to fulfill the will of Him who has sent me.
所以基督徒人不但是受差遣的人，是神活在我们里面，让他来做工的人生。So
as a Christian, not only are we sent by God, but we allow Jesus to live within our hearts.
另外一面，我们基督徒也是什么？有目标导向的人生。And
the second thing is that our life is with a purpose.
耶稣要差我们。That
God Himself, Jesus Himself sends us.
所以说，我们人生如果没有在神面前祷告，说主啊，我要去向谁传福音，我要去关怀谁，你猜我没有一个人生导向，自己很热心的话，效果会减低的。If
all we have in terms of our service is our own emotion, our desire, without seeking the will of God, then it's not going to be according to God's will.
现在有很多人在人生的下半场。
A lot of us are already in the second half of our lives.
有很多在北美的基督徒，他觉得说，神给他这个这样的，在这边得救造就，就好像得着王后的位分一样。王后了，以色列的。好，谢谢。Okay. So
a lot of North American Christians are like that, the queen that has received the blessings.
所以他，当他们在过50岁的时候，已经到了人生的下半场。That
as they pass the age of 50 and they've entered the second part of their lives.
所以他们常常祷告说：“哎，我人生的下半场应该如何让神来好好使用？”So
they pray and come before God and say, "What can I do for you?"
但是最好的，我是劝我们的年轻人。But
what I recommend is for the young people among us.
当你还年轻的时候啊，你就懂得说我们的。 人生是有目标导向的。We
need to realize that our life has a purpose.
你看，因为我们信主，大部分都是30几岁、40几岁才信耶稣。A
lot of us came to know Christ in our 30s or 40s.
所以我们在50几岁的时候开始想说，哎，我们人生的下半场， 应该怎么让耶稣来使用。
And so later on, in our 50s, we might say, Jesus, how can you use our lives?
我们常常后悔的就是说，哎呀，我们信主太晚了，我们可以让主来用的时间太短了。
Oftentimes we regret the fact that we came to know Jesus way too late, so we wish that Jesus was able to use us earlier.
你看，庄稼这么多，但是做工的人少。
The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
前几年我去中国，有一个很小的教会。
A few years ago, when I was in China, I visited a small church.
他们的传道人只有小学程度。
The pastor there was only had elementary school education.
但是他们却能够大大的为主使用。
But they were used mightily by God.
因为他们有一个对人有一个怜悯的心。
Because they have this compassion for people.
而且他们有一个方向，有一个使命感。
And they have a goal, and they know that they are sent by God.
所以他们不但很认真地追求在神话语上的长进，而且很热心地为主做见证。
Not only did they desire to be equipped by God, but they were willing to constantly testify of God's goodness.
那天有幸可以为37位弟兄姐妹受浸。
That day, I had the opportunity to be there to baptize 37 brothers and sisters.
他们的浸池跟我们的有一点异曲同工。
Their baptismal tank is a little bit different.
是个很大很大的洗澡的用的一个澡盆。
What they use is a bathtub.
所以他们就必须要进去里边，来还要跪着受浸。
So they would have to enter into the bathtub, and then as they kneel down,
yeah. 然后这是那个受浸的情形。
And this is some of the pictures taken during baptismal ceremony.
他们不是站着，他是跪在那个桶子里面。
They are not standing in there, but rather they are kneeling in there.
那有些年纪比较大的人行动不方便，他就用点水了，因为他们爬不进去。
Yeah, for some of the more elderly, they will just be the sprinkling.Of the water for baptism.
这就是那天浸礼的人合影。
And this is a group picture of those that were baptized that day.
他们教会没有像我们人这么多，但是他一次受浸的时候有37个人。
Though their church was not as big as ours, but that day 37 people were baptized.
一年来好几次浸礼。
And every year they hold their baptismal ceremony a few times a year.
就是年轻人去那边办 VBS。
The young people that were there leading vacation Bible school.
那些小孩子都非常的可爱。
You can see that the kids are very adorable.
这是做手工。
Arts and crafts.
然后这是最后的合影。
And again, this is a group picture of vacation Bible school.
我们当我们呼召的时候，那些小孩子都愿意接受耶稣做他们的救主。
And when we have the calling, all these children raise their hand, wanting to be saved by Jesus.
我们就看到说，我们是真的是一步一步的带领，很清楚的让他们认识真理，不是只是感情的冲动而已。你就会看到说，庄稼已经熟了，但是做工的人少。
And through this process, we realized that we were leading them step by step. It was not an emotional decision in which they made. We do need to come to the realization that the heart.This is plentiful, but the workers are few.
神可以使用任何人，尤其是我们的年轻人。
God can use anybody, even our young people.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是新约的第一个宣教士，因为你来到世上，我们才得着了救恩。
And Lord, we thank you for it is you who was the first missionary to this world, and it is because of you that we have been saved.
今天你要我们每一个得救的门徒都有像你一样的怜悯的心。
And you desire that everyone that has been saved by you will have that heart of compassion.
你不但要我们看看我们的亲人、我们的家里人有没有得救，还要看看四周许许多多那些世上的灵魂。
Not only do you want us to share the gospel to those around us, our families, our friends that do not yet know you, but you also want us to look around us.
让我们在看人的时候，不只是看到那些表面人的表面而已。
So that as we see people, we do not just see where they are in this world.
我们看到一个人如果没有耶稣基督，他的永恒的结局是怎么样的
But we do know that if a person does not have you as their Lord and Savior, that their ultimate destination is not good.
我们要常常求庄稼的主差遣我们自己，也差遣更多的工人去收你自己的庄稼。
So we need to come before the Lord of Harvest and ask that you yourself will send us and to send more people to the harvest field.
主啊，兴起我们的教会成为造就门徒收庄稼的教会。
Lord, revive this church, that this church will be a church that is able to harvest for you.
兴起我们教会的老年人、年轻人、壮年人，都能够成为目标导向的信徒。
And Lord, I pray that every one of us, whether old or young, that we will have a life that is driven by with a purpose.
因为庄稼如果不收，它马上就要凋落，就要毁坏了。
Because we know that if the grain is not harvested, then it will fall on the ground and it will go bad.
让我们学习不只是把眼光常常看自己身上，还要看
Lord, help us so that we look beyond our own needs, but look at the things that you desire us to look at.
感谢主，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Lord, we thank you. Please hear our prayer. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.